In California, Governor Gray Davis is staring down a $23 billion budget deficit. It's the state's biggest ever at about one-fifth of the entire budget. Today, he proposed a package of tax increases and spending cuts to fill the gap. California's crunch is just the most extreme example of fiscal problems spreading across the nation, as NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
For months, Governor Davis insisted he had no plans to raise taxes. But at a news conference, he told reporters California's economic plight is worse than anyone expected.
Closing this gap was an extremely painful process. But I was elected to be governor in the good times and the bad. And people expect me to make difficult decisions in difficult times. And that's exactly what I have done.
Overall, the states have racked up deficits totaling nearly $40 billion. At the National Association of State Budget Officers, it seems to have happened overnight, coming on the heels of a record-setting boom. Scott Patterson, the group's executive director, says state tax receipts plummeted after the NASDAQ bubble burst, and that decline in revenue looms large in the state's plight today.
The states benefited from particularly non-salary compensation, like bonuses and cashing out stock options and capital gains. And they were able to tax that and get a lot more revenue. As soon as the market went down and the economy slowed, you really saw that type of revenue go down dramatically.
Nationwide, the budget gaps are large in the 8 to 10% range. Massachusetts and Oklahoma have cut sports programs in the schools. Connecticut is floating a bond measure. Arizona may close state parks. At the National Association of Governors, Executive Director Ray Shapack says governors are taking drastic measures.
They've frozen travel, they've stopped hiring, they've deferred construction, and so that was the first round. The second round is that they did across-the-board cuts. Now you're into tougher types of things. You're into pretty major cuts in programs, elementary and secondary education and health care.
According to Shapack, structural problems are compounding the effects of the economic slowdown. He says the state's health care costs have exploded in recent years, now accounting for a quarter or more of most state budgets. In addition, he says antiquated sales tax and corporate tax systems are costing the states millions of dollars in untapped revenue.
So we need pretty serious reform of the Medicaid program, and that's something that Congress has to work with the states to do. Similarly, on the revenue side, I think states are going to have to try to reform their tax systems, but that is very difficult politically. So I think, unfortunately, that we've got a pretty long-run problem here.
As Scott Patterson with the National Association of State Budget Officers points out, state economic trends lag the nation as a whole. So even hopes of a quick national recovery won't correct local problems anytime soon.
It takes a year to a year and a half for states to start to get out of the hole they're in, even when economic recovery has begun. So people are going to hear on the news that the economy is doing better and it's getting out of recession and the economy is recovering. But their states are still going to be cutting programs or even raising taxes for at least another year or two.
North Carolina has already raised taxes. California Governor Gray Davis says he's ready to do the same. Tax hikes in other states may follow, although with 36 governors' races this November, that won't be a popular strategy. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.